Over the weekend, Donald Trump held a massive rally on the Jersey Shore in a city called Wildwood, where many, many tens of thousands of people showed up. Some estimates put it at 80 to 100,000. I don't know if those are official estimates by the fire department or just guesstimates, but this looks like one of the biggest rallies that he has ever had. And some of his comments inspired a new fake news cycle that is perhaps even more ridiculous than the recent bloodbath hoax. Of course, for 8 years now, the media has been saying that he's the reincarnation of Hitler, that he loves him, that he has a copy of Mein Kampf on his nightstand next to his bed. It's his favorite book. But now they are saying that he also admires Hannibal Lecter. Hannibal the cannibal. This from Forbes magazine. Trump calls fictional Hannibal Lecter a wonderful man at rare campaign stop during trial. Trump praises Silence of the Lambs Hannibal Lecter as a wonderful man in all-time bonkers rally rant. This woman writes for The Atlantic, one of those big elitist leftist magazines, saying at what other moment in history could a presidential candidate praise a fictional serial killer and inspire almost no reaction at all? Henry Sisson, Henry Sissy, one of these Generation Z Zoomer leftist propagandists who's working very closely with the Biden administration to reach the kids on TikTok, posted, WTF, Trump praised Hannibal Lecter at his rally in New Jersey today. Does anyone really think that this man is sane? He's rambling about nonsense and stumbling over his words. Time for bed, Donald. Oh, he's the one who's stumbling over his words. Excuse me, old Joe, would you like to make my point for me, sir?
So the best way to get something done, if you hold near and dear to you that you like to be able to... Anyway.
Since liberals don't have a sense of humor, they don't understand sarcasm, the left can't meme, the left can't understand memes, so they couldn't comprehend Donald Trump's analogy using Hannibal Lecter as a way to describe how dangerous it is to allow the countless illegal aliens to flood into our country, who on the surface may seem nice, like they want to come here to work, but you really don't know who these people are and what some of them are capable of. And it's like getting invited over to dinner at Hannibal Lecter's house.
Silence of the Lambs. Has anyone ever seen a Silence of the Lambs? The late, great Hannibal Lecter is a wonderful man. He oftentimes would have a friend for dinner. Remember the last scene? Excuse me, I'm about to have a friend for dinner as this poor doctor walked by. I'm about to have a friend for dinner, but Hannibal Lecter... Congratulations, the late, great Hannibal Lecter. We have people that are being released into our country that we don't want in our country.
We don't know anything about them, and just like going over to Hannibal Lecter's house, there is a pretty good chance that you're going to ultimately regret it. And they're not just coming by land and air, because Biden is flying hundreds of thousands of them into our country on U.S. tax dollars. Those who were declined entry because of the COVID lockdowns and their asylum claims weren't being heard at the time. So he's just now giving them flights into the country. And they're also coming by sea as well. This was the scene in San Diego over the weekend. A recent incident just happened like this in another city along the coast. This in Ocean Beach. And just right in the middle of the afternoon, they just... come on in. And in a sane country, people would tackle them and hold them for the Border Patrol. But then those people would be arrested and the Border Patrol would, just give them Obama phones and prepaid debit cards and put them up in a fancy hotel anyway. Everybody knows that we've been invaded. We've all seen the clips. We've heard the figures, the 2 million a year for the last 4 years, 8 million during the Biden administration. But when you compare the number of illegals and their anchor babies to the real Americans, to actual Americans, it is quite shocking. And now they are admitting that a quarter of all children in the United States are Latino. And that was 4 years ago with the 2020 census. So it is probably now 30% of the children who are in public schools, that our tax dollars are paying for, Not to mention our tax dollars are paying for them to be born in the hospitals because the anchor babies, baby mamas, the birthing persons don't have any health insurance, don't pay into any kind of welfare programs, do their taxes. And so the hospitals have to write off those expenses because after they have their kid, they don't have insurance and then they never pay their bill. 6 years ago, the official estimates were 11 million illegal aliens in the United States. And realistic estimates conducted surprisingly by Yale and MIT put the number at double that, 22 million. So add on at least 10 million more to that. And that brings us to conservatively 32 million, probably 35 million of them in the country now. Since there's only 350 million people in the United States, when you really do the math, that means 1 out of 10 people walking around in this country, on average, is an illegal alien. 1 out of 10. Some other hilarious fake news, aside from the Hannibal Lecter hoax over the weekend, was this scoop from Axios, this exclusive inside information that they published claiming Nikki Haley is under active consideration by Donald Trump's campaign to be his running mate. Two people familiar with the dynamic told Axios, prompting Donald Trump to quickly take to Truth Social to debunk the fake news, saying Nikki Haley is not under consideration for the VP slot, adding, trying to be nice, trying to win over some of her supporters, but I wish her well, which then resulted in this hilarious community note, this fact check put on the tweet that noted Donald Trump disputed this claim on his Truth Social account, posting the following, saying that, of course, she's not in consideration. It looks like the fake news was planted by her super PAC, which is still trying to get donations because the people who run the super PAC are on a salary. And they get paid out of those donations. And so it looks like in a desperate attempt to try to keep their once neocon, never Trump gravy train running, they planted this fake news that, well, she's still in the running for the VP slot. Better give them some more money. And the Democrats are getting extremely nervous that nothing they've done over the last 4 years has done anything to stop Donald Trump. And instead, it appears to only be helping him.
I have to admit, none of this is playing out as I thought it would. Trump is now leading in almost all the swing states. But behind those numbers lie even more troubling details.
Troubling for the Democrats, of course.
As someone worried about the prospects of a second Trump term, I think it's best to be honest about reality. I understand that polls are not always accurate, but in general, they have tended to underestimate Donald Trump's support, not overestimate it. I doubt that there are many shy Biden voters in the country.
He goes on for another 3 minutes detailing the obvious. I'll spare you having to consume any more CNN, but one look at his face reveals just how scared they are.